Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Have you ever been motivated to drop everything and go somewhere? It seems so exciting and adventurous, doesn't it? The disciples are working the sea, and at his call, they drop their nets and follow Jesus. They leave their father, they leave everything they have and follow him. Well, I'll admit that when I've dropped everything to follow after something adventurous or different than my norm, it hasn't turned out so well. My husband and I are known for our propensity to plan. We mark out how we're going to spend our days, where we're going, how we'll get there, and kids just amped it up for us. Well, there was this one winter day before Robert and I had children that Robert decided to be romantic and spontaneous. It was December and we were living in Los Angeles, and he said, "Allison, finish your sermon early, pack your bags, we're going to the mountains." And so immediately I dropped everything and followed him. And away we went. We were a young married couple off on a romantic adventure. In our spontaneity, we hadn't thought to consult the forecast. A huge winter storm was moving into the mountains that day. Down in the Los Angeles basin, where it was significantly warmer, the rain was falling from the sky, and we stopped off at a gas station before we went up the mountain, and the attendant said, "You're gonna need these," holding up snow chains for our tires. Thank God he was an angel. And we bought those chains. Robert put them on in haste because we needed to get up the mountain to our romantic getaway. We wound our way up into the mountains, and as the altitude increased, so did the snow falling from the sky. And wow, after years without a lot of snow in Los Angeles, this was beautiful. These huge evergreens that were just dripping with heavy, wet snow. And we thought, let the romance begin. Well, we got up at what they called the Mountain Chateau. Robert had scored this sweet internet deal on this place, and when we arrived, we found out why it was a deal. It looked like we were maybe the only guests that weekend at the Mountain Chateau. It was sorely in need of maintenance and repair. And when we got there, we looked around at what looked like an abandoned grounds, and we found a groundskeeper who said, "Over there." So we went and we knocked on the door, and after waiting for a response, the door finally opened and released a cloud of cigarette smoke, and the innkeeper emerged in his tattered bathrobe. The getaway package included two glasses of wine for the couple to share. The innkeeper gave us our keys and asked, "Are you ready for your wine?" Not wanting to interface with this guy again, we said, "Sure, why not?" And this innkeeper reached through an open window, it was cold outside, into this trough of snow and grabbed a half-open bottle of cheap red wine and proceeded to fill our glasses all the way to the brim. It was 11:30 in the morning. We got to the room and put the large glasses of wine on the radiator to defrost. And the Mountain Chateau, we realized, was a bit different than what we'd envisioned. But we weren't going to let any of this get in our way. It was time for relaxing and romance. And we were away in the mountains and it was snowing. We started to unpack, get settled in, and we turned on the TV. It was December 14th, 2012. On every station, breaking news. Urgent reporting that there had been a school shooting. 20 children shot in an elementary school called Sandy Hook. And we just sat there in shock as this news unfolded. It began to sink in what was really happening on the other coast. And we both just sat there with tears streaming down our faces. Well, Robert and I both knew that the sermon I'd prepared for Sunday needed to be thrown in the trash and it was time to start over again. And so he lovingly went out to search for sandwiches while I watched the news and started to rewrite a sermon. The brimming wine glasses, they started to bake on the radiator. And then as evening arrived, the snow came down much harder. What had been a winter weather advisory turned into an emergency, and we were unprepared. We didn't even know how to drive in the mountains, but we needed to eat dinner. And so we ventured off to find food, and Robert was determined to reignite the romance. So he found this fancy restaurant. We walked in, and it was empty. Because no one was as foolish as we were. And the skeleton staff they had in the restaurant didn't even bother to light the candles or to turn on the music. So we listened to pop music blare from FM radio from the open door of the kitchen as we chewed on rubbery crab legs and overcooked asparagus. And we talked about the strange innkeeper, our feelings about what we'd seen unfold in our nation that day. And Robert declared that for the rest of our marriage, he would never do anything this spontaneous ever again. So we paid our bill at the restaurant and we discovered our car was covered in snow and ice, just blocks from the chateau, but with a blinding blizzard and a steep incline between there and our accommodations for the evening. So we spent the rest of our energies that night digging out of a snowy ditch, spinning around on the mountain, receiving the help of locals because one of the snow chains fell off the tire. That night, all of the empty rooms in the chateau filled up with loud chain-smoking emergency workers. Firemen, police, paramedics, who had worked all day and were on call all night in the mountainside blizzard. Romance. So much for romance. And it all started with dropping everything to go up the mountain. Immediately, they dropped their nets and followed him. Matthew doesn't say much more than this, but he says it twice. Immediately, they dropped everything and followed. What compelled the disciples to leave their day-to-day and set off on the adventure of following Jesus? My guess is that it sounded like a romantic getaway. There's a hymn in our hymnal called, "They Cast Their Nets in Galilee." The hymn begins with the simplicity of the life of the disciples. They cast their nets in Galilee, just off the hills of brown, such happy, simple fisher folk, before the Lord came down. Contented, peaceful fishermen. Kind of like Robert and me, early in our marriage. Simple, happy newlyweds before the visit to the chateau. The encounter of Jesus with the fishermen reminds us that Peter and John's life on the surface is pretty simple, but that doesn't make the complexities that emerge along their journey any less complicated. In today's gospel, we have men who ultimately left their father behind, and with that faced village prejudices. They started to enter into political realities that are no less convoluted than at any other time and place. They said yes to a journey that would turn their simple lives upside down. I discovered in that extemporaneous adventure of following Robert up the mountain an invitation to be transformed by the journey. And in just 48 hours, Robert and I were handed realities of disappointment, uncertainty, definitely absurdity, and tragedy. And that time away not only became this great story to tell at dinner parties, but a touchstone for our marriage and how he and I would respond to God, how we respond to one another, how we respond to our neighbor in the midst of the changes and chances of this life. It was Jesus showing up that pulled the disciples away from the security of their nets. And I'm sure at first it felt like a romantic adventure. But then as they ventured with Jesus, they discovered the more entangled and difficult work of discipleship. This is what it looks like to be transformed once we've dropped everything to begin the journey. That hymn continues, "They cast their nets in Galilee, just off the hills of Brown. Such happy, simple fisher folk before the Lord came down. Contented, peaceful fishermen before they ever knew the peace of God that filled their hearts brimful and broke them too. Young John, who trimmed the flapping sail, homeless in Patmos died. Peter, who hauled the teeming net, head down was crucified. The peace of God, it is no peace, but strife closed in the sod. Yet let us pray for but one thing, the marvelous peace of God."
Amen.
Dropping everything to follow Jesus will transform us. And after the initial romance of it wears off, it will turn us inside out. It's a sacred and spontaneous call, the call of Jesus. So are you ready to drop everything and go when he calls? If it's anything like my experience, and if it's anything like what the gospel says, it will be nothing like what you expect or what you ask for, and it will lead you into everything you need. Amen.
Amen. Amen.